The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's like trying to teach an entire country to ride a bike. More after this. The new intelligence assessment on Iraq, and let's start with the good part, says that Iraqi security forces have performed adequately alongside American forces. The bad part is that the government will become more precarious over the next several months, and there are, quote, deep doubts that Prime Minister Maliki can succeed, which is why we must keep our soldiers there. The White House reaction came from spokesman Gordon Jandro.
This is a government that is learning, frankly, learning how to govern.
So you can think of it as a government on training wheels.
It is not moving nearly as fast as everyone in Washington, D.C., would like it to move.
Perhaps the main tires are a little flat.
The military's counterinsurgency strategy has begun to slow the rapidly increasing violence and patterns of that violence we've been seeing in Iraq.
But at least the bike isn't tipping over. Let's check with CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
In military terms, report notes that the high level of violence continues and 73% of attacks against U.S. forces actually were by Shia militia groups.
So, a government on training wheels trying to cross four lanes of truck traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike in a rainstorm.
We have not seen any progress at all in terms of political efforts by the Maliki government.
And the rider of the bike isn't exactly sure where he's going.
To leave quickly could cause an outright collapse and greater gains by al-Qaeda, losing out on what progress we have made in Anbar and elsewhere.
Which is why we have to keep our hand on the seat for the foreseeable future.
The Army has pointed out to maintain the level beyond March or April of next year would require them to go back and possibly even extend tour lengths in Iraq even further.
And a bike helmet might not be a bad idea. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 24th, 2007.